All right, hanging out here with Beamer Wiggly. How's everything going, Beam?
Hey, we're staying busy and having a great summer. How about you, Everett?
Oh, just getting over a flu here, so happy to be somewhat back to normal, but I don't think it'll ever truly be normal.
Hey, right, as normal as this job can be.
Very much so. Now, I'm happy. It's your first song coming out here, and I think it was like 4 years or something you were telling me before, and I know I pestered you in the past whenever I see, hey, man, send me music. Well, it's finally happened.
I did it just for you, Everett. I had to finally come through for you. It was on my line every time, and in the back of my mind, I'm in the studio recording the song going, you know, Everett's going to be so happy.
So how'd everything get going for you? Like, you're from Kingston. Kingston, traditionally, in my head, is probably more of a rock kind of place, I'd imagine. Sort of, how'd you end up in country music and pursuing this as a career rather than just a hobby?
Well, honestly, I was born in Kingston, and then when I was 6 weeks old, I made the bold decision for my entire family to move out west to BC. So we all kind of packed up and got out there. But I got my introduction through just hearing the music that my folks would listen to. Like, they listened to everything. There was always like the Beach Boys, the Four Seasons, so many different songs going on in the house. But the country music was kind of what always grasped me. A lot of Brooks and Dunn, Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson. And that was sort of like what kind of got me started loving music. But I think my light bulb moment was I heard Keith Urban and Brad Paisley's Start a Band, which of course it was the song Start a Band. It's almost too on the nose, but I saw that and I was like, you know what? Now I need to be a country guitar player for the rest of my life. And I made that decision when I was 5 years old, and I'm stubborn. I haven't stopped yet.
Nice. Weirdly enough, Brad Paisley's the guy that kind of got me into country music, oddly enough. So,
right. What a great list of guys to look up to. And like, I've always been a guitar player first. So it's watching them has been huge for me.
So then what's that like being, like you said, like a guitar player first, but then pursuing music as your own, as a singer, sort of, how's that going to blend together? Cause I do know you work in bands with a number of artists.
That's definitely, it's a fun way to keep my, like my weekdays busy. And whenever I'm not like playing my own shows, it's great to like, just still be able to be on stage. Cause truly playing guitar is my favorite thing to do in the whole world. Like, that's what I started as. Singing even wasn't like an option really at first. It kind of came a couple of years later, but no, it's been, I love focusing on guitar so much just because I feel like it's the best way I can express myself.
Okay. Now, being in somebody's band, does that afford you like opening opportunities for people? Like, for example, like Martina Dawn is somebody you play with. You were telling me before you'll play with Julia Voss, sort of. Does that get you maybe some opening slots of some performing time, or is it just when you're with them, you're just in the band?
Usually I'm just in the band when I'm playing with them. But I know, especially Martina and I, we'll do a lot of like duo shows now where we'll split the bill, split the songs, and just kind of jam on stage together, which has been a lot of fun. But I do get some really cool opportunities just playing guitar for people. Like, coming up soon, we're going to be playing for Amanda Couture here, opening for Thomas Rhett at the Cowboys Tent, the Cowboys Festival. So it's just cooler opportunities, just a lot going on, just more to do, you know?
Nice. Cause when I think of kind of like your situation, I almost kind of think of Nate Holler as an example, as he was somebody who was in Cura Isabella's band, providing some vocals here and there. And then, you know, he ended up moving up to the Reclaws. And then from there, he just became his own artist.
It's purely just out of the love of playing music. I love playing with people that I love. Like, I love Julia, Martina. I play with Brandon Lorenzo as well. Do some guitar for Braden King sometimes. But I love making music with the people that I love, and in any capacity I can do that, I'm always willing.
Nice. Now, you were the winner, if I'm not mistaken, of Ranchman's Rising Star competition. What was that experience like?
That was one of the craziest experiences in the way it unfolded and the way things have been happening since then. It was such a great experience of getting to go in for like the first round, just kind of acoustic, hanging out and chilling with everybody. And then the semifinals and the finals with the full band and getting to watch all the other amazing artists. The finals were stacked. The talent was just incredible. So many amazing artists. And I feel so honored to be able to even just be on stage with them, but let alone win the competition and be able to be playing at Country Thunder. It's been a surreal experience. Part of me is still convinced it didn't happen. But as people come up to me and they're like, are you excited about Country Thunder? I'm kind of like, oh my oh my God, I am playing Country Thunder.
Oh geez, man. I wish I could go see that at Country Thunder. I know that'll be a heck of a show. And that's, I'm guessing, the Calgary one, or do you get to do kind of a bit of a circuit with the Country Thunders?
Oh, that would be so fun. I kind of wish we were doing a circuit, but no, we're just rocking out at the, on the Saturday night, we're playing the 16th just before Bailey Zimmerman, and after him on the side stage. And then we've got a full hour on the main stage during the afternoon. So it's going to be a party of a day for sure.
Oh, wow. Now, obviously, somebody who won Rising Star before you was Morgan Kleiber, and sure, she's been making a name for herself. Is that kind of where you're hoping this goes for you, or are you still kind of sticking to the I like my guitar playing a little bit too much to kind of want the solo career to bud that quick?
Oh, no, my solo career is always going to be the number one priority. There's not going to be anything that really comes in the way of that. So if I can get as busy as I can just playing my own shows, that's definitely the goal. It's been really amazing to see what Morgan's done over the past couple of years. It's been cool kind of watching her journey. Actually, I haven't had the chance to meet her yet, but whenever I do, which I'm sure will be soon, because Alberta artists always end up crossing paths one way or another, I'm definitely going to want to pick her brain and kind of see how she approached the whole thing. But I know it's been fun for me getting the single out and kind of getting things rolling since that competition happened.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the chance to meet her yet either. She ended up playing like the casino in Grand Prairie. I didn't realize, otherwise I would have gone, but I didn't find out till it was too late.
I saw her perform at the latest CMAB award show, and she is incredibly talented. So I'm excited to meet her and see her perform more than one song, hopefully.
Nice. All right. Now let's talk about this new single of yours we're getting ready to play called Messed Up. Sort of where did this one come from for you? I know it's kind of a rock country hybrid kind of song. Kind of what made you want to release this one? And more importantly, what made you want to send it out to radio after about 4 years?
This song's kind of been a test in patience for me. I wrote this song almost 6-7 years ago now down in Nashville, and I've played it so long at so many shows. It's been in our show repertoire, in our set list, pretty much since I wrote it. But I was just always in a spot where it either wasn't the right time to release it, or like wasn't the right sound at that moment. I know a few years ago when I released my last single before this one, Us, I was going through a little bit of like a genre shift moment where I was trying to figure a few things out. But for me, it felt like the best way to kick off the summer was just to release a fun country song that reminded me of the stuff that I grew up with, which was kind of important to me. So I had a lot of fun recording and releasing this one with MCC. Those guys are great about letting me play all my own guitars on the record too, so I get to be really involved during that process. And it's just been nice to have something out there again. And there's a lot more coming too, which is good.
And that kind of leads into the next question. We're way past the halfway point now on 2025. Obviously, you mentioned you got Country Thunder coming up. What kind of is the game plan for the rest of the year? Are we getting more new music from you? Are you working towards an EP and album possibly end of the year, early next year? Kind of what's the rest of this year as you know of it now and that you can inform us about look like for you?
Yeah, of course. Well, we're on the single train at the moment. We've got 4 in the tank ready to go. We spent like last summer was an entire studio year of just getting things ready, figuring out the sound, figuring out where I wanted to be. So no, we've got lots more music ready to go. I'm not exactly sure if it's the EP plan yet. We're kind of taking it single by single at the moment, but we're going to have enough catalog that it'll probably either run into an EP or an album by the time we're done with the single run.
Nice. Well, it's great to finally get to hear some new music from you, and I cannot wait for our listeners to hear this song right quick. Thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Beamer.
And appreciate you, Everett.